I remember a few years back in my own life, in the city of St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, gone there to open a new work. I always liked to visit old houses and construction sites. And this morning I walked into this house that was being torn down. The city had ordered it to be demolished. I knew the contractor that was demolishing it, and it was a cold winter morning. Maybe you folks don't know anything about 20 below zero in a driving wind, but that's the kind of a morning it was. I had my heavy overcoat on, and decided I'd pull in, see what was going on. And as I walked to the kitchen of that old house, they had an old tin stove there, and it was just blood red with wood in it and burning it. And I said to the fellow calling him by name, I said, "You're going to burn this shack down." He said, "I don't care if it does burn down. It'd be a blessing if it does. I wouldn't have to rip it down." And I walked out of the kitchen into what was, I suppose, a dining room area. That floor was all ripped up, and all there was the joists. And off on the left-hand side was a narrow stairway that took me to an attic. And I sauntered up that narrow stairway to the attic. And I get up there, and there were some old hymn books and some old writings. And I begin to turn them over and looked at them. And all of a sudden, I smelled some smoke. So I did the foolish things like sometimes I do. I went over and I raised the window. And as soon as I did, I saw the smoke coming up that stairway. And I said, "This thing's a fire. This thing's a fire." I put the window back down. It was too high for me to jump. The man that was looking after downstairs didn't know where I went. As far as he was concerned, I could have gone out the front door. And I come to that stairway and it was full of smoke. Believe me, preachers and saints, I don't know how I got to the bottom of that. All I remember, I slid down. And I come to this dining room floor. There was nothing but joists. The floor was there. As I looked, I saw the flames leaping through the kitchen into that room. And I said, "My God, I can never make it. I'm no good at heights. I'm no good at walking deals. Don't put me on a 2x4. But that's all there was these heavy joists in that old building. Somehow I said, "If I'm going to make it, I've got to try it." And I stepped out, and I don't know how I never slipped, went through the other room and went out. I guess I said I better go home. Scared to death. As I walked in the house that morning, my wife looked at me and said, "Where have you been?" I said, "I haven't been anywhere. Just driving around and saw that this man that had this building never told her a thing." She said to me, "I want to know where you've been." I said, "Well, I guess I've told you." She said, "You were in danger because I was doing the dishes. And God spoke to me and told me that you were in prayer. Called on me to pray." Then I told her, unknown to me, the back of my hair was all singed. My coat was singed. But what was it? God saw one of his servants in danger. There was another servant he could lay prayer on that gave God the reason to bring deliverance. I say to you tonight humbly that we sin against God. I say it in the church. Had a husband, basically a good husband, a good provider, just a fine man, but had no room for God in his life. He come to church one Sunday night. She prayed for him, I would say, 20 years. He come just because, I guess, he took a liking to me. Said, "I'll go once," and he came, and he said, "I'm not going back again." But two Saturday nights later, he went to bed, and his wife went to bed, and all of a sudden, he said to his wife, "Do you see what I see? I see a cross. I see hands extended. Do you see it?" She says, "No, I can't see it." He said, "Will you pray with me tonight?" My friend, her prayer gave God the reason to give this man the vision that brought him to repentance. Believe me when I tell you tonight that we are sinning against God. do not pray. Give God the reason to do something. Say, friend, how long has it been since you give God a reason to do something for you? Not only is it a sin against God, but it's a sin against others. Listen to how Samuel puts it. In ceasing to pray for you. We live in a world filled with men and women spiritually and morally broken. We sin against them when we do not pray. A young man came into a home of his praying mother, a mother that he heard pray 100 times. He looked at her and said, "Mom, I don't want you to pray any longer for me." In fact, he cursed at her and slammed the door and went out. His mom went to her bedroom, bowed her knee, and kept on praying for him. But 2 years later, that boy found himself. And he said to his mother, "I can remember it and come back and ask her to forgive him. I can remember that night. Mom, I can remember that night. But I cursed at you and I told you to quit praying. There was something down inside of me that said, Mom, keep praying. Don't stop praying. Keep praying." If you seem to have an impossible situation, just keep praying. Then we sin against ourselves. That I should sin. That I, underline the word I. Prayer changes things. Oh, prayer changes things. But prayer will change the prayer. The man that prays will be changed. The blessing will come upon that man that prays. And you're sinning against yourself if you do not pray.